This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Just bring the microphone a bit closer to yourself.
Yes. Yeah,
you can do
that. Nice one. Where I live, you know, it's many of the churches, mostly Protestant and evangelical, they quite, I would say, side with Israel. They're quite, not Zionist, but they would disregard Palestinian oppression and say that we need to help our Jewish brothers, our Israeli brothers. How would someone respond to that? I guess the reason is why would they support them, especially if they would kill their prophet and disregard Isa alayhi salam? That's my question.
So, I mean, I find it interesting that in Belfast there are still these divisions. I was looking at the census data before I came here today, and I saw that people in Belfast did actually identify to a greater extent either with Protestantism or Catholicism, right? Like, for example, I think only 17 to 20% of the population consider themselves to be irreligious in Northern Ireland, in fact, all of Northern Ireland, which is less than the numbers you would find in England, for instance, or other provinces of the United Kingdom. This indicates something interesting. I think that people have attached their identities with these labels, okay? And so anything antithetical to their identities, they oppose it almost as a psychological knee-jerk reaction. But if you probe them and ask them, what do you actually know about the situation in Palestine or Israel? I doubt they even have the facts. I doubt that. It's just that it's us and them. It's what you would refer to as psychologists, in-group and out-group dynamics. So it's become a thing now. Like, for example, driving around in Belfast, I see the Union Jack flag. This is an unusual thing if you compare it with the rest of England. I mean, it's almost an overcompensatory attitude. But at the root of this overcompensatory attitude by some of the extreme members of the, if you like, the unionists and whoever, however they identify it, is actually a search for meaning and identity. They don't know what to connect themselves with. So they're connecting themselves with the people who are ambivalent or otherwise indifferent to such connection. Like, if you go and ask someone in Birmingham or London, what do you think of the situation in Belfast, and how would you rate it? They wouldn't even know where Belfast is on the map. Frankly, I promise you, they wouldn't know where Belfast is on the map. They wouldn't care whether these unionists wanted to be part of the United Kingdom or didn't want to be part of the United Kingdom. So I think now we need to show these people who are using this kind of identity politics the frivolity and the capriciousness of their identification politics, that they're so irrelevant. And if you ask these people, who, for example, I have a hunch, although this is not backed by census data or whatever, but I have a hunch that even if you go and ask these so-called Protestants, right, if you ask them, what do you actually believe in terms of religion, right? I think a lot of them wouldn't even identify with Christianity. I think they'd say that, I don't know if I believe in God or not. I believe I'm an agnostic or something like that. A lot of these people, they are, like Richard Dawkins famously and interestingly said, he's a traditional Protestant. He's Protestant by tradition, by convention. But he's not actually Protestant, of course, he's an atheist. I was speaking to the guys about this. I said, look, this whole issue here in Northern Ireland is to do with Protestant and Catholic. There's only one way to solve the issue, as if they all adopted Islam. So that will solve the issue, you see. No, but honestly, in terms of how I would respond to these people, it's by probing them and letting them reveal their own ignorance in so doing. So tell me what you think about, what are the differences between Protestantism and Catholicism? I mean, ask a Protestant, give me 5 differences between Protestantism and Catholicism. If I went and asked the people who identified as Protestant in Belfast or anywhere else in Northern Ireland to name me 5 differences between Protestantism and Catholicism, my hunch is that they will not be able to do that. That's my hunch. So the word Protestant for these people hasn't got as much religious value. It has more identity value, political value. Once you expose that to the interlocutor, and you let them see the blindness of their own belief, and the blatant tribalism, blind tribalism that they allege, I think that would be the first step to breaking and deconstructing their unwitting and blind allegiance to a country which they don't even know why they're supporting it, and so on and so forth.